Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio.
shepherd. From shepherd, yes, 1, 2, 3. Pop him in the elephant, there's never any brother.
It's a hit.
Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia. Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio. Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight and often beyond.
All right now, shh, I have the nicest surprise for you, but you first must wash your face and get ready. Listen carefully. Shh. I want to tell you a story about hip-hop. Hello, little hip-hop. Hip-hop. Hip-hop liked the flowers. Yes, he lived with his sister, Skip-hop, and his brother, Slide-hop.
Hey!
He never rests. He beats, whirs, and whirs so fast that you can't tell what he looks like. Quick, quick, quack. Little Skip Hop started to hop. Skip Hop didn't know when they would ever stop. Hip Hop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Zest, grapefruit.
One day, Hip Hop took a deep breath, shut his eyes, and jumped. Poor Hip Hop. There he was, right in your house.
Ooh.
Hello.
That's all natural.
I closed my eyes and jumped until. I didn't plan to hop into your home. Really, I didn't. One small tear came. Stop crying, little hip-hop. I'm glad you came to see me. I get lonesome with no one to make me laugh. Ho, ho, ho. Then off they went with a hop and a hip, a skip and a slide. All happy inside. Trouble little hip hop got into. It was all because he didn't look where he hopped. And even the flowers talk to each other like people do, but the sounds they make are different. Listen carefully and try to understand what they say. All right now, shh, I have the nicest surprise for you. But you first must wash your face and get ready. Listen carefully. Shh. I want to tell you a story about hip-hop. Hello, little hip-hop. Thank you.
Flowers liked hip-hop. Hip-hop liked the Flowers. Yes, he lived with his sister, Skip-Hop. And his brother, Slide-Hop.
Hey!
He never rests. He beats, whirs, and whirs so fast that you can't tell what he looks like. Thump, thump, quick, quick, quack. Little Skip-Hop started to hop. Skip-Hop didn't know when they would ever stop. Hip-Hop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Zest, grapefruit.
One day, Hip Hop took a deep breath, shut his eyes, and jumped. Poor Hip Hop. There he was, right in your house.
Ooh. That's all natural.
These are the assistance massage.
I closed my eyes and jumped until. I didn't plan to hop into your home. Really, I didn't. One small tear came. Stop crying, little hip-hop. I'm glad you came to see me. I get lonesome with no one to make me laugh. Ho, ho, ho. And off they went with a hop and a hip, a skip and a slide. All happy inside. Trouble little Hip Hop got into. It was all because he didn't look where he hopped. And even the flowers talk to each other like people do, but the sounds they make are different. Listen carefully and try to understand what they say.
Thank you.
you to listen to the next song. And I think this next song, this is about a guy who felt that he could handle it. He could just take care of everything. I know I can take drugs anytime I want, and I can stop it anytime I want. Everybody's got a feeling about themselves like, well, sure, I know it happened to them, but it certainly couldn't happen to me. So what if I smoke a little pot? Sure, I may take a pill or two, but that doesn't make any difference. I know how to handle it. I know how to handle it, man. I think I'm going to experiment next week, too. I'm going to sniff a little coke, and I may even shoot some heroin. I know I can handle it. Yeah, I know I can handle it. Yeah, I know. I saw the guy down the street with all the needle marks on his arms and legs. And I heard about it cost him $9,000 a year to keep his habit going, but I know I can handle that. I mean, I'm not going to get strung out. What's strung out? Oh, that's when you really got a bad, bad habit, you know? Like you're unfortunate, you're weak in the mind. But I know, man, I can handle that. I mean, any smart person can handle what? Smart person. A smart person is somebody who can handle it. I'm smart. What do you mean if I'm smart? What am I doing smoking and taking pills? I'm smart because, well, ain't nothing happened to me yet. What do you mean, but I'm getting ready to get into some heavy stuff? Oh, man, don't tell me that. I know better. I'm just going to see. What do you mean that's what happened to Freddy? You mean he was just going to see, and now he can't see? At all? Well, I know Freddy died, but see, he wasn't smart. I know I can handle that. I know I can handle that. 'Cause I'm smart. Who's smarter than me? Well, maybe somebody who never even wanted to see if they could handle it.
I was eastbound on I-24 one night with canned goods headed down to Choo Choo Town. I pulled off for coffee, got out and gassed up, walked inside to the counter and sat down. Next to me sat a silver-haired old gentleman with a pain of years of trucking in his eyes. He turned to me and whispered, "You headed south, son? If you are, can this old trucker bum a ride?" I said, "Well, 10-4 for sure, old-timer. You can ride shotgun with me anytime." So I paid the bill, helped him pull on his windbreaker. We climbed into my rig and headed down the line. So he talked for a while about 40 years of trucking, about Chattanooga and his great family. I asked him where his rig was. He looked at me heartbroken, said they just took my license away from me, 'cause I'm too old to truck anymore. You know you can't truck forever, son, you better learn that for sure. You gotta learn when to jam 'em, and learn when to slam 'em, and know when the years are creeping up your back door. You gotta learn when to spark it, and know when to park it, when you're too old to truck anymore. Said, you know, I've been retired now for about a half a day. I'll be honest with you, son, I sure don't like it this way. He touched the steering wheel gently, closed his eyes, just went to sleep, that's all. And at that moment, I knew the old trucker's life was through. But he left me these golden rules of the road from his last haul when he said, I'm too old to truck anymore. You know you can't truck forever, and son, you better learn that for sure. You gotta learn when to jam 'em, and learn when to slam 'em, and know when the years are creeping up your back door. You gotta learn when to spark it, and know when to park it, when you're too old to truck anymore. When you're too old to truck anymore.
Memory to cut clean through you. close encounter. Desperate abductors, constructors become infected vets. By an alien virus, so aliens viral. Living species, creatures covered in writhing tentacles, stimulating the audio nerve directly. No one conflicts with me. Hallucinating senses, individually, insidiously, are in any combination, rhythmically. Mind starts slipping familiar tracks, bending, warping, interfering with the facts. Sensory language leaves us with no habit for lying. We are hostile aliens, immune from dying.
Gravity keeps